Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for Tuesday, the 2nd of February. It's Groundhog Day. But as Rookie pointed out earlier in the Bill and Rookie experience today, doesn't every day feel like Groundhog Day for the last year or so? But this is officially Groundhog Day, and it's also Super Bowl weekend. In honor of that, Rookie and I decided that we would talk about our Super Bowl experience from Super Bowl 45 in Dallas, or North Texas, as it was called. Remember, they called it the North Texas Super Bowl.
Yeah. Nonsense. It was Dallas, right. But yes, I remember that.
Right. So let's just talk about what Tuesday was like for each of us, because it was vastly different, because I wasn't in Dallas yet. You were in Dallas. So I was back here at the station, you in Dallas, me in Green Bay. And so what was your Tuesday like? And then I'll tell everybody what my Tuesday was like back home.
Well, Tuesday was media day back in the day when we were in Dallas for the Super Bowl. So Tuesday was the big media day out at Texas Stadium, where you had all the booths set up. And we loosely touched on this, I think, on the experience yesterday. So you had the media day with the Packers and the Steelers. And you went on, you took a bus from the Radio Row, which was at one of the hotels, the convention center downtown Dallas. And rode a bus out there.
You had to drive from the hotel down to the hotel where Radio Row was downtown.
Yeah. Okay. So I went out there after doing the morning show.
Okay.
So I was already down there for the morning show, and then took a bus out to Texas Stadium. And what I remember, and it makes me want to go back and look at kind of a Google Maps aerial photo of it. It reminded me a little bit of, you know, Lambeau Field here in Green Bay. Because the bus wove down a street that would be like Oneida Street that had some businesses and restaurants on it. We went through a neighborhood and then kind of went in the back way into Texas Stadium. And then across the street from Texas Stadium, if you recall, Bill, is the Walmart.
Right.
Which kind of like, you know, until recently would have been Kmart over across the street from Lambeau Field where Titletown is now. So it actually kind of reminded me a little bit, and I was surprised about that. Kind of a setup that Lambeau Field is. But I remember media day. That was the big day, just the throngs of people out there, the two teams. And I remember back here was fan line at the time, and you were on the air. And cell phones, I don't know how far we were into the iPhones and the cell phones in 2010. I don't remember. But I did not have an iPhone. I had a flip phone. It was like a StarTAC or something like that. And it was so chaotic that I was trying to get players to go on the program with you because media day for the Packers was during fan line. And the only thing I remember is Haney asking Jarrett Bush at the time if he would go on the air with you. And he said yes. And I had you and he connected and then I handed him the phone and you were talking to him on the air.
Yes. And we did that live on the air. That was fun. And that was pretty cool. But that was the only guy that we were able to get on the air live that day.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
I also remember talking to Mark Murphy at the time on media day and getting just a couple of comments from him and actually asking him about contract extensions for McCarthy and Ted Thompson because they were at the Super Bowl. And he didn't say yes, but he kind of loved that, yeah, things were coming down the pike. And if you remember, short time after that, they did.
I guess so. I guess I didn't thought about it, but yeah, I do remember that now that you mention it. So it was a pretty hectic day for you. Now, could you have gone and talked to the Steelers guys too, or were they different times?
No, they were at different times. But yeah, I could have hung around for the Steelers. I don't think I did. Okay. And I don't even remember who went first, to be honest with you. I don't remember if I'm guessing it's probably Green Bay if that was during fan line time. And then there was
well, then it took you back to the hotel.
Oh, no.
Most important. Did they serve any food there?
They did. And that was actually the best meal. That was actually the best meal that I had all week long. Super Bowl week until we had that barbecue on the day that before we flew out.
Really?
Absolutely. The food that they served at Jerry World was unbelievable. Sit down, white cloth napkin. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Wow.
Like a little carving station and stuff. It was awesome, and it was up in the concourse of Texas Stadium that was completely roped off and everything. It was delicious. It was the best meal I had because, you know, you and I kind of ate at Sherlock's Baker Street Pub, where our headquarters was for broadcasting.
Right.
And the pep rally. We went to Denny's, I think, a time or two. You know, we didn't really live it up when we were out there. You know, I think they had some food down at Radio Row, if I recall, that, you know, you could snack on at night. And we didn't really do anything spectacular. So the meal on Media Day Tuesday at Jerry World was the best meal I had of the day. Like I said, repeating myself until you and I stopped for that awesome barbecue on our way out of town.
Nice. And we'll talk about that more later in the week as we get closer to the weekend. We're kind of going day by day. So my Tuesday consisted of doing the show in the morning, talking to Jared Bush live from Dallas, talking about all the things going on in Dallas. And then Tuesday night, I had my audition for the Wheel of Fortune. So I don't know if people remember this, but I'd gone through it over the summertime. It was late summer. They had an open audition for the Wheel of Fortune, the Wheel of Fortune bus that cruises around the country, came to Green Bay. They had like an open audition. It was out over behind the Wendy's over on the west side over there on like Hanson Drive, I think, back there. And they had this big tent set up, and anybody could go. You just put your name in the tumbler, and then they pulled out a bunch of names, and you went up on this mock stage, and you did. Yeah, you play the round of the Wheel of Fortune. And then they take like 8 or 10 people up at once, and then if you solve the puzzle, you got to go on to the next step or whatever. So they did the first round. I didn't get called. I put my name back in. I got called the second time, went up, actually solved the puzzle, so I got moved into the next round. So they were going to have another audition in Green Bay later on after that. Well, that audition got canceled twice because of snow. Well, the staff couldn't get into Green Bay to do the thing. So then they rescheduled it. They rescheduled it for Super Bowl week. I mean, you got to be kidding me. But I got to go. This is my one chance, right? My one shot to get on a game show.
For sure.
So I decided to stay. I was going to come down on Wednesday. So Tuesday, I go to the audition, the next step. And it was at the KI Convention Center. And I don't remember how many people were there. Maybe 50, and they brought you up in groups of five, and you played a mock game. You, like, pretended to spin the wheel, and there was someone there that would go, okay, 200, and then you'd guess a letter, and then they had it up on the big screen, like a big projector movie screen up on the front where they had the puzzle, and you'd guess a letter, and if it was there, they'd have the letter, and then you try to solve the puzzle. And I remember the one puzzle that I was up there for, it was the answer to it was Jeopardy host Alex Trebek. And they had an exclamation point. And if you see in the title of Jeopardy, it has an exclamation point after Jeopardy. So they had that up there. And that kind of threw me off at first. But as we were going through the puzzle, I figured out what it was. I knew what the puzzle was. So when it got to my turn, I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to rack up some dough, right? And so I kept spinning and spinning, and I'm calling letters, and all my letters are there. I called the X, right? So I knew what the puzzle was, who called for an X.
Right.
But I kept spinning, and I guess they wanted me to solve it, because then I fake spin, and they go, oh, lose a turn. And I'm like, oh, come on, lose a turn.
They said, this guy's one greedy SOB.
Exactly. And I'm thinking, look, I'm trying to make some dough over here.
Right.
So anyway, I got passed over, lose a turn, goes to the next person, they solve it. And long story short, I did not get called back. They told us when we left, if you hear from us, there's a good chance you'll be on the show. If you don't hear from us, you won't be on the show. So, okay. So I waited and waited, and I never got called. Well, someone from my group, though, definitely, someone, a girl from my group, did make it onto the show. I saw her on the show. She actually won that day. I think she was from Appleton. She won. She had a pretty good haul.
Then you were probably going, I was way better than her, man.
I know her.
So you got to act your enthusiasm, too. You got to be jumping up and down and clapping. Yeah, the audition. You got to show me you're going to be enthusiastic on the TV.
Yeah, I know. I tried.
Oh, that's funny.
I tried, but I didn't get caught.
Oh, fake spin. Bankrupt. Sorry, sir.
Let's be on. Spin or solve. I'll spin.
Oh, my goodness. That's
making
funny.
Money over here.
So when they did that with a fake spin, so there's no wheels that you're
right,
on.
Right, right. There's no wheel.
So you're spinning, and like, what? And did they go, oh, $250.
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They go, oh, $250. Letter. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was a really good experience. I wish I had a movie, though. That would have been a lot better experience. All right, so that's how my Tuesday was. Yours was a lot different. I showed up on Wednesday, and we'll pick it up tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Rick. That's Ricky on Bill. Join us each weekday morning on The Fan, 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on The Fan.